Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to, for me, my favorite Gatecast number.
69, dudes!
Episode 69.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll let him have his moment.
69, dude, with me, it's always longer than a moment.
God damn me. Damn you, hell.
You feed me these lines, Mike. What am I supposed to do? Those of you who are wondering what the tittering sound in the background is, we have a guest. Daniel, would you care to introduce yourself and give a little 2-minute preface?
I'm Daniel Waller, also known as Ascended G-Man. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Anything else?
Yeah, you've programmed my mental jukebox to play Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, I'm the self-named Stargate Nut. So.
Yes, and the man who found us by accident.
Are you a fan of science fiction and fantasy? Do you enjoy genre television and comic books? Then you should be listening to the Sci-Fi Dig podcast found at scifidig.com, where every week I discuss an episode of genre television. Sci-Fi Dig, it's not just a podcast, it's a community. SciFiDig.com.
By the way, I'm at 1 second here. Is everyone queued up and good to go?
Yeah, I'm at 1 second too.
I'm going to be awkward and I'm at 4 seconds, but since mine's a homemade botch job, I can live with it.
No, he just wants to get ahead of us.
Fair chance. 3, 2, 1, go. Fade to black, fade in on... Oh, unusually for me, I didn't actually read the transcript for the teaser, which I normally do.
We're receiving Braytax IDC, sir.
Braytax?
Walter! Hey!
Open the iris. Help you come to the gate room.
Always good to see Walter.
Yes. I'm sure Walter agrees.
He's getting paid for it.
Well, he probably gets paid. He probably gets told how many episodes he's in and he's paid on that basis.
Plus, he gets street cred. I was in an episode.
It's...
I mean you no harm.
Braytax.
Love this line.
You've done something with your hair. Identify yourself.
I am Shonok of the Red Hills. Master Braytag opened the Shapai, but was unable to accompany me.
Why is that?
There is much unrest. He took great risk in sending me here.
How did you get the iris to open?
Because they opened it. It was Braytag's RDC, which got sent through the gate, opened the iris, and...
That is not Braytag.
Friend of yours?
Indeed.
That's definitely not Braytag.
Braytag doesn't have hair like that.
Or lips like that.
Do you notice your gold symbol, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a snake.
Talmatay, Tilk.
Talmatay.
I want to tie Tilk down and just get a razor to him, because that little beard thing is starting to irritate me.
You're talking about the fuzzy caterpillar?
Tilk, how about a little introduction of some sort?
There is no need.
Look at that, she didn't even mention it, though.
Duke, you have hair above your neck.
Yeah, you have a little something right there.
Braytag has told me much of the Tauri. You are O'Neill. Tilk's apprentice.
See, I get the impression it's just, it's probably makeup, so it's probably just spirit glue she could just grab and rip it off.
Unfortunately, it's not, though, is it?
What, are you sure?
Yeah, no, he actually...
Just... Sorry, Tilk, why the hell is Tilk's facial hair that colour when his head hair is jet black?
I'm not saying the colouring is not the show's idea.
So Tilk is the bastard son of a regular Jaffa and Dr. Zaius.
Hammond of Texas.
Yes.
Grandma Mom.
Yeah. Thank you for anticipating what I was about to say, Daniel. Sorry, I'm just picking at the scabs on my arm after scraping the crap out of it against the side of a server case last week. Did she say something suitably dramatic there?
She did, yes. The way to destroy the Gould forever.
Yep, me want Tok'ra.
Yeah, you don't want to tell the Tok'ra that one.
Right then, Crossroads, July 21st, 2000. Fourth episode in the fourth season.
And we're back to Peter, directing.
Oh, yes.
Son of your favorite character.
Well, I can take satisfaction and knowledge of it. They never appear in Stargate. Yeah. Ooh, that was too cruel, wasn't it?
That was cold.
He can be at times.
Okay. I've got the heat on. I'm actually quite warm.
Yeah, this episode is written by Catherine Powers, who's worked on the show before.
Her first episode written, but not her last. At least not according to what Mike said last week. Stock entry shot with new yellow pipes.
I have found a way to communicate with my symbiote.
Is that possible?
And this would conveniently be Vanessa Angel, because special guest star Vanessa Angel just popped up.
She's got competition for the babe stakes.
You mean apart from Amanda, obviously. No, nobody competes with Amanda. Amanda wins. Amanda is air babe.
How then was this communion achieved?
Within a deep state of Kalnarim.
And I say, truth be told, both the producer and director admit that they got the women on here, try to create the Seven of Nine effect from Voyager. As it happened, the show didn't need it. And it didn't work either.
No, I know Seven of Nine appeared in Voyager 1835. Viewership went up somewhere in the region of 800%.
It has taken many years, but I have raised that primal communication to the conscious level.
Okay, assuming that you, what do you talk about?
Gary Jones, a.k.a. Walter.
Yay, Walter.
That its own desires for power and domination are wrong. It is willing to join the Tok'ra and reveal all Goa'uld secrets to them.
I know I'm just the apprentice at this table, but...
Why then not instruct the symbiote to deliver these secrets directly?
Exactly.
So I just can't stand this woman.
Either she's really young, or she was getting Botox way before anyone else was.
What don't you like about her, Daniel?
I don't know. She just looks creepy. She just has this really slimy character, if you ask me.
Are you going on her subsequent actions?
No.
She's manipulative. Probably comes from maybe a decade or so being a priestess on Tulak.
It could come from the fact that she's been talking to her symbiote.
That's what I was about to say.
Yes. Yeah. Shown up, played by Musetta Vanda, South African actress. You look at her resume, it's quite spectacular in the genre field. Buffy, yeah. Voyager, Xena. Later on, she's been in NCIS, so she's been around a bit.
This is worth taking. If you would take me to the Tok'ra immediately.
We can't do that, I'm sorry.
You do not believe I speak the truth.
No, it's not that we don't believe you.
We do not.
She's not actually on screen yet, though.
Who?
Shauna.
She's right there.
Yeah, she's right in front of you. You really have to watch the episode every now and again, Alan.
I'm looking at it, but I thought that was Vanessa something.
That's not Vanessa Angel.
No.
You watched Vanessa Angel last week.
We'd like to believe you. We really would.
You have my word.
She is Tok'ra.
It said special guest star.
Yes,
and she
she's
was
in
on
it.
Screen at the time. I figured they were doing it appropriately.
No.
Stargate's good, not that good.
Names. I'm not good with names.
What? Oh, I'm going to say, what about breasts? But then again. Well, the costuming does tend to, as you can see.
It yes. Eludes Vanessa Angel's costume.
Braytek was wrong about the wisdom of the Tari.
Shut
up. Oh, a little suspect. Wide-eyed a bit there.
I'm sorry, this CG just irritates me. Just right here.
Airman, do not!
Well, they had little air pumps to make the dress move, but then the rest of it was obviously CGI. It's got better since the early episodes, but they never really quite got the Gwold Larva symbiote right.
Glowing red eyes?
I think
all four
best,
of them?
I think the best CG symbiote was the one that Hathor was holding.
Yeah, Christopher Judge got the direction. Look cross-eyed, because you're looking at something very, very close to your nose.
Did you notice her dress healed itself?
Maybe
there's probably a little hole there.
Well, I'm going to say, if you've got a pouch, then maybe fashion dictates Velcro snaps.
There you go. The symbiote just snaps it back together.
Yeah, on the way back. He's a very considerate symbiote.
Janet's hair is looking a bit messy.
I'm not sure how much longer the symbiote will remain before it has no choice but to seek out a new host. That is, its primal instinctual behavior. I may have to recommend quarantine, sir.
Well, if you think so.
Absolutely, sir.
I just can't get over how short she is. I'm short myself, so I can say that.
Well, it's not that she's short, considering Doris Davis wasn't a small man. Richard Dean Anderson is actually about 6'4", I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you're usually the man with informational tidbits.
There are limits. There are some things I don't even consider looking for, as in the actor's height.
Oh, such things as plot? Oh, you like the plot. Okay.
Yeah. One of those. Call me old-fashioned.
Plot. Watching the episode before we broadcast, honestly.
I expected more.
And after this, I can have cider.
May we speak privately?
My symbiote has assured me that this will not happen again.
Oh, well, if the snake says so, then who are we?
I'll say Jack. A little bit sarcasm there.
Okay, that's 9 minutes in, the writer credit pops up. I mean, that's like a quarter of the episode. Seriously.
The others I can understand. But you've known me since before I went to the temple. How can you doubt me? This is my life's work.
A life lived in worship of the Goa'uld.
No. I believe now as you do that they are false gods.
Words from one who became a priestess of the temple.
Yeah.
Tuk looks like he needs a shave there.
Oh my gosh. Let it go.
No, I meant the rest of his face, the bit without the fuzzy caterpillar.
Dreams that were not my own. I reached out to them with my mind and I heard it answer. Not in words, but in grotesque images and pain. I realized then that the being I carried was no god. A powerful mind, yes, but not that of a god.
No, I pick on a hair-related thing in an episode and fixate on it. Have you not noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Did I mention Carter Super Hold Moose? Which seems to have run out because her hair looks horribly frizzy this season.
Every single episode.
You see, the listeners have spoken.
Yes, why haven't they recorded MP3s?
Hey, I tried.
No, you tried to record our voicemail, silly man. That was just to trap you. Give you the impression we were actually listening. Foolish. Generate false hope.
What I love here is how Teal'c is torn between, you know, his past feelings for her and her so-called proclamation that she can talk to the symbiote.
And she's right that he's become more closed-minded since he became a traitor. I mean, the idea that he can talk to the symbiote just seems wrong to him. But until he experiences it himself, he'll never truly believe her.
Fraser says she has maybe a couple of days, tops.
That's a nice prop.
Find anything?
No, but Teal'c knows more on the subject than I ever will.
He sure doesn't believe her.
Yeah, well, there may be more than meets the eye here.
Their filing system must be a nightmare.
Yeah, just file out like that.
Yeah, they just get the folders out, throw them on the desk, take pages out.
Yeah, that's because you've SFs to refile them.
Yeah, that
or
could be it.
People.
Walter just comes around picking everything up.
Yeah, that's why we don't see him much. He's always filing.
Well, that's Walter strikes me as a bit of a neat freak.
He always does look neat, doesn't he?
He's like a newsreader here, Brian Dobson. I mean, I've seen him outside in hurricane force winds and he still looks perfectly groomed.
So what? She can't tell the Tok'ra any more than they already know, can she?
Actually, sir, she can. The Tok'ra
consider themselves different than the Ghoul, I know. But let's call a snake, shall we?
Physiologically, they're both parasitical and pass on their knowledge through genetic memory, yes. But the majority of the Tok'ra left the Ghoul gene pool over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, they probably learned a thing or two in that time.
Oh, this episode brings in one of the characters that I pretty much love, his character.
Oh, and Freya?
I'm not going to spoil the episode.
You can spoil within the episode, we're fine with that.
Oh, fine. Oh, crap.
Peter Wingfield.
Yeah, wait to dig yourself a hole.
I know, no kidding.
Master Teal'c?
Tana.
Jack's never going to let that go, is he?
No, he's not.
Major Carter, I am in need of your assistance also.
Doesn't Teal'c have a wife?
Oh, yeah. She's on Tuplo's planet, the Land of Light.
Oh, yes. And I don't think she appears again. But I'm not sure. Yeah. And since we don't know, we're not going to tell anyone.
She may not.
Yes. I mean, we've got to make the assumption here that Teal'c had a relationship with Sharnok before she entered the priesthood.
I'm going to make the assumption that there's a budget item under Teal'c candles for about $300-$400 a month.
Imagine lighting them.
Walter again, perhaps?
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Daniel can light them with the power of his mind.
There's not enough gas jets in the world.
Like a near-death experience.
That is correct.
Is it dangerous?
Jackie's stopping his heart.
I mean for us.
So Tilt's going to do his meditation, Kaunareem.
Commune with my symbiote is achieved. It may be necessary to restrain me.
Well, knock yourself out.
With his apprentice in the room?
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I'm surprised Tilt didn't respond during Calgary. Yeah, I do not, in fact, lose consciousness.
I thought you were going to say he's going to pick up a mallet and hit himself in the head.
Yeah, the quick way.
Tilt's not that much of a straight man.
Don't have him feel that way.
Yes.
Oh. See, it would have been nice if his eyes had glowed for a second there.
Well, that'd have been freaky, wouldn't it?
I believe I saw a vision of my father.
It's working?
I'd have put it in. Bad Peter. Listen to your dad too much.
I will begin again.
He got that vision awfully quickly, didn't he? That was like, you know, 5 seconds.
Makes you wonder how much the symbiote is listening to their conversation.
Yeah, probably playing along, having a little chuckle.
Kronos. Looking a bit wrinkly, actually. Looking older than he did in the previous episode.
Which is odd, isn't it, really?
Considering this is like 60 years previously. Yes.
Well, he started using product.
No, yeah, products from the S line, sarcophagus ink.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, it's not good at all.
Ooh, poor Dick. You know, I'm amazed he didn't knock any of the candles over.
All of a sudden, the whole room goes up.
That will not be necessary, Major Carter.
Lay that last order in standby.
Strategic falling.
What happened?
I received a vision from my symbiote. It was a memory it chose to share. Its hatred for me is great.
Then it is possible. Shonak is telling the truth.
Yes.
This is almost like stigmata.
Oh, yes. Psychosomatic for those with faith.
Which I don't believe in. Sorry.
No, it's not that I don't believe in Christianity. I'm atheist on all faiths.
No, I just don't believe in stigmata.
I'm equally non-believing in all that. On Richard Dawkins' scale, I'm a 6 out of 7.
Go on.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Over the shoulder shot.
Over the shoulder and down.
You notice how quickly Teal'c starts to believe Shanna.
Egeria, Roman goddess of fountains.
Fountains?
Also childbirth.
How do those two go together?
It doesn't matter. She was also advisor to Numa Pompilius, a legendary ruler.
Correct, Dr. Jackson. Egeria came to the Tari to stop the Goa'uld from taking humans with the Stargate as slaves. Ra found her and killed her, but not before she spawned our movement.
Literally?
Yes.
Thanks for the image.
No, let's put Frey back in shot, please.
The art of the costumer, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of padding and uplifting going on in there. You've seen Vanessa Angel in other movies, and she's not that bountiful. Is that delicate?
That's a wonderful word. Perfectly encompasses what we're looking at there. It is truly a bounty, and not in the coconut sense.
Oh my God.
That one probably went straight over Daniel's head.
I don't know. Do they have bounty bars in the US?
No
idea. Chocolate-covered coconut, usually in 2 little bars, on a little sort of plastic tray, and then in the wrapper.
Oh, I've got them while I was in Canada, I think.
You can has Google, Daniel. If I can't mention the other podcast, then at the very least I can do lolspeak.
It must take a host within a day. 2 at most.
Then I will leave immediately.
Aeneas. That is Aeneas, the symbiote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aeneas.
What am I thinking, Aeneas? Where am I getting Aeneas from?
I don't know.
The dark recesses of my semi-alcoholic mind.
Either way, Teal'c's convinced.
Either way, she just stood up. I'm trying to imagine how she can breathe in that thing. You know, why isn't her chest going up now?
By the time you return, it may be too late.
There are no Jaffa within the Tok'ra ranks.
I suppose it's up about as far as it can go.
I do not wish her to die.
I cannot promise, Teal'c. But we will try.
Your wife had joined us, Daniel, we wouldn't have descended into the property quite so quickly.
Actually, she just walked up and said hi. But she can't hear.
Hi, Mrs. Daniel.
Yeah, back to the episode. Teal'c's asking Aeneas or Freya to
was
procure...
he actually bowing or was he copping a look?
A bit of both, I imagine.
Columbia.
Utok Rock Council is considering your offer.
My symbiote is eager to meet them. I hope they can reach their decision in time.
Oh. Mangle's worse.
Yes.
Teok's gone all aromatherapy. Oh no, that's her. Those aromatherapy sticks went there when he was doing
female calvary requires.
Scented lavender.
Since word came to the temple.
Yeah, he wants another symbiote for Shauna.
I have thought of you every day.
As a show of eye.
No, Teok. Because of you, my doubts became certainties. When we were children, you were always the strongest, the bravest. That you would one day be first prime was never doubted. But then you did what no Jafar before you had ever done. You challenged the gods themselves and won.
He wants an immature symbiote for Shauna, though.
Well, not a mature one. That'd be a bit pointless. But...
Well, not with Dokra. Ooh, she's playing with the little beardy thing.
Pardon?
Is that in Rogers or someone? Teok wonders. You're going to cut that. You're definitely going to cut that.
No, I'll leave that in. Perfectly harmless. It only sounds dirty if you actually understand what you're on about.
People at dictionary.com can help with that. I mean, is it possible to blend a Jafar?
Well, no. It gives her a young symbiote, and then she lives again for another 100 years, don't she?
Yeah, but isn't that a very slow way to do school for symbiotes? If you're trying to turn them?
I imagine you've got to start young. Once they've established themselves that they're a badass, they ain't going back. Mm. I think it's just a question of making sure that Shauna doesn't die, because otherwise she'll be dead by the end of this episode if they do nothing.
What will you do then?
Do not concern yourself with me.
I have all but given my life for a cause that you inspired.
Chakri.
Yes, that would be tragic. Imagine if that happened.
I know. That would be much dire.
Well, Teok will be upset. Feel the chemistry and the heat.
Stop.
Oh, shut up, woman in Dulac.
Hear me, woman.
I am man. Hear me, beard.
The murder of my father. A most slow and painful death.
Emotional Teok. Can't you tell by his expression?
Is that expression one or expression two?
This could be number three. He's really expanded his range.
He's got an upgrade. Was that meant to be a coherent noise, Daniel, or are you just groaning? Did something just happen to you?
No, I was groaning because of your upgrade joke.
Oh, good, because that, I'm glad, because that groan could have been from an entirely different source.
My first communion was the same. It took many days before I tried again. But one day, the images it chose to share with me began to change. They became sorrowful. As though my karma were awakening to its own shame. In time, the images became beautiful. Even caring. If that is all.
There's more.
There.
She's almost describing as if she's training a dog. At first it was aggressive and violent, and eventually it rolled on its belly so I could tickle it. This isn't how good act.
I fear losing you a second time.
No. Never.
No, it's more like a kitten.
But she senses Teok's hesitation, I think.
Well, 5 minutes in this room with her in that dress and he's done nothing. Well, that's hesitation, all right. Candlelight.
Because he still has a reasonably clear memory of the other dress.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, let's be honest. Listen to the commentary by Peter DeLuise. He can't shut up about the women and the dresses in this episode. He makes no apologies for it.
Mike's going to cut all my audio out except for the, oh my word. Oh, good grief.
Let's start the episode. Puritanical American. Here is evidence.
Well, no, we start the episode. In this episode, Daniel appeared to be having too much fun to actually comment.
Smiling, Teok. Were you playing Scrabble all night, Teok? No?
Yeah.
So, no, I was just headed off to breakfast.
I am not.
Was she not in a subsequent episode? Was she in the episode with the four young people on the team? You want to just walk by there?
Or I didn't catch who it was.
No.
You know the episode I mean, Daniel.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
We shall not discuss it.
You see, guys, I just noticed that you've been, you know, preoccupied lately, obviously, and, well, I'm kind of going on a limb here asking, but I just thought if you wanted to talk, that I was here to talk.
Still grinning.
Yeah, that grin very clearly conveys, I got some last night. Dear God, some.
You've got to wonder about the mechanics of it. He says Sharnock's in terrible pain because the symbiote is past its time, yet by the looks of it, he had a pretty good time last night.
With pain and smiling.
I'm sure with suitable levels of calnery, you can ignore pain.
Isn't that the equivalent of falling asleep during the deed?
We just got word from the Toker. They've accepted Shonok's offer.
When may we depart?
Now. Colonel O'Neill's waiting for us in the gear up room.
They're still on the planet where they were when Natu.
Yeah, you thought they'd have moved on general principles.
Yep. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, so they've refined the tunneling technique a bit. It looks more like the Fortress of Solitude now.
Shonok of the Red Hills, welcome to Vorash.
It is a great honor to meet the Tok'ra.
They're all right, if you like the type.
It's Alan's the Black Fortress of Solitude, circa Smallville Season 6.
Alan's brain's just on the dresses, that's all he's doing.
Your father asked that I shake your hand and give Colonel O'Neill a big kiss from him.
Love that bit.
That might have been the other way around.
Maybe. Is Frey in there?
Jacob may have said that deliberately.
Of course, Colonel. Then it is true. Host and symbiote share the body equally.
What? That would have been good.
Yeah, shake Sam by the hand and kiss Jack, probably knowing that Freya likes Jack, so...
Yes, but is liking Jack a bit like blokes liking Amanda? Is liking Jack a prelude to death?
No, actually, most people that Jack gets close to do survive.
I'm sorry, but at this point, doesn't everybody seem to be believing this a little too easily?
What the hell was that? And whatever alien is...
We're gullible, aren't we?
Microphone.
That's my little one-year-old alien.
Are they twins?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Daniel's offspring and not a niece as you walk towards the camera.
So it's Daniel's offspring making noises.
We were able to find a host, both willing and eager.
Eager too, huh?
Here we get our first look at Hebron, played by Peter Wingfield.
This is the volunteer host, Hebron of Paravel.
Jack O'Neill, Earth.
Welsh actor.
Forgive my bluntness here, but do you have any idea what you're getting into?
Probably recognise him most from Highlander, the TV series, where he played Mythos.
Managed to successfully avoid most of Highlander.
Shame, great series.
Really? Even when they rewrote the mythology yet again and did a... Oh, yes, I do recognise him.
They rewrote the mythology every movie.
My own people were enslaved by the Goa'uld a generation ago. I understand what benefit may come of this.
All right.
This is Shonok.
They wrote the mythology about every four episodes in the series.
How do you know if you didn't watch it?
Well, when I say successfully avoid, I mean only see after I came in from pub.
Right here, he seems like a guy that you would actually kind of like.
Oh, yeah. I can say this is Hebron. His world is a victim of the Goa'uld, so he's volunteering to join the Tok'ra, as most of these people have.
With him much, much more than I. I have waited too long.
Be done now.
We are not yet ready for the transference.
It can wait no longer.
This right here is so violent.
It isn't. It is nasty. You've got to admire Hebron. No hesitation. Rips his shirt off. Very Kirk-like.
Take me.
I am ready. Take me.
He didn't actually say take me.
Yeah, hand over the wound so they don't have to bother with CGI effects. Or more than they have to.
Or an R rating.
Yeah, crunching cartilage and bones.
The transference is complete.
Transference? That's what you call that?
Shonok.
Yes, good point, Jack.
The physical assault has occurred.
Oh, wound.
There was no more time. Shonok's life was in grave danger. I had to act. Have you a printer ready for implantation?
Yes.
Do it now. She is near death.
Enter 10.
Yes.
Of course, the first thing he says is helping out Sean up. Mm-hmm. Play along. Very Terminator slow rise, that was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. He looks creepy now, doesn't he?
He can't help it.
Even when the first time I saw this, I was thinking, no.
It is my honor. Pledge my allegiance to the Tok'ra.
No, this is one right beep.
Yes, he's a beeping beep.
Nice set, though. I do like this set.
Yeah,
very well done set.
I'm not sure about the table, but...
Shanok is still very weak. The symbiote we were able to retrieve was quite young.
But she's going to be okay.
We believe so.
And Jackson, you don't wanna... spectacularly great this week. He almost you don't punches
trip
the set.
And, you don't want to trip and fall on those chairs, though.
No, you don't, do you?
No. Isn't he? Jack looks almost entirely... It could be the lighting, but his hair looks almost white.
Actually, we'd like to hear that from him.
Of course.
Now, you'd have thought that cut would have healed by now.
He just didn't care to wipe it off.
Was that it?
It is true. It is a strange feeling, but I am very much here.
How do we know that?
Tanith wants you to know that we will submit to any test you may wish to perform to assure you that I'm speaking freely as host. Rest assured, Tanith is pure of heart. Shonok was indeed a great teacher.
Good. And maybe Tanith wouldn't mind sharing some of that fine Gould knowledge.
That's a good question.
Well, how do we know it's you?
Well, yeah, is this Hebron being deluded by Tanith, or is this Tanith pretending to be Hebron?
Go get the Toll and put the device on and see if it changes from red to blue.
The Tollan are not available at the Toker's beck and call, you know?
Not the SGC.
Are you kidding me?
We will gladly share what knowledge we feel is useful to the furthering of our alliance with Earth.
Rather, probably the other way around.
Oh, we're getting screwed again.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Shame, I'm sure under other circumstances, Jack would quite enjoy being screwed by her.
How do I know that?
I have told you.
And I'm supposed to trust you? You know, this whole talking to two people in one body thing really sucks.
Yes.
Notice this is a niece talking, though.
I mean, this is me. Are you surprised at all that I tried to lower the tone? Even with Mike's editing, Daniel should have picked up on that much.
It is good to finally see the face of she who taught me so much.
He never fights with Freya. He always fights with Anise.
Yes, because Anise is fundamentally a snakehead, and Jack doesn't trust Gould.
There will be time for words. You must stay a while. We have so much to talk about.
I will.
Teal. I sense that she is still very weak.
Her new symbiote is extremely young for the task of healing her.
I hope that your indecision did not put her at more risk than necessary.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a slap.
Yeah, that tells us off.
Yeah.
Like a dramatic exit.
Why don't you piss off so I can call the ghouls and tell them where to talk her?
Oh, a happy reunion.
My boy. My baby boy.
Yes.
Could be a disturbing relationship when you think about it.
Actually, given it happened in about 5 minutes, yes.
Didn't they talk about everything before?
Well, I suppose the idea that, you know, it were picture speak before. Well said, Jack. He's just not happy. He's...
Jack, subtle.
Please take no offense.
Hey, we're getting used to it. Tilk, you can come back and visit Shanok after we've debriefed. That is, if it's all right with our good friends and allies.
He is welcome, of course.
Swell.
They entered the same hall the other way.
I wonder how they decide which Toker just become guards and which become actually the important people. And
this is an argument we've had. I don't think the guards are blended.
They've got to be. Otherwise, they'd never had any issue finding hosts.
That's true.
Yeah, Tilk could be along in a bit.
Where's the circle on the floor that you know where to stand so you don't get hit in the head by the rings?
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Towards the beginning of the episode, we clearly missed it. There was an indeed.
There was an indeed.
Indeed.
In the transcript, Teok, indeed, full stop. That definitely counts as an indeed. Our first indeed this season, I think.
Indeed.
Don't start.
Yes.
I will await your return.
We will return to Chulak. And tell every Jafar and every village of your achievement.
Together.
Tamate, Shanok.
We have one smart arse on this podcast, and it's me.
Oh, I'd have said it was Mike.
Well, I do try, but...
You cut yourself out.
Yeah, that's it. That's one of the benefits of editing. You can make yourself sound better than you actually are. Vanity, my name is Tanith.
That's just a highly polished chair. Same triangle.
It's not even that highly polished.
Have I disturbed you?
Sort of slightly polished.
The hour is late. You should be resting.
I could not wait to speak with you.
Creepy.
Yes.
The slow rise again, the turn.
We will
must speak of your audacity.
Yes, channeling Robert Patrick. When did T2 come out? In 97, wasn't it?
Close. Nah, that's not good. No. That gets the alarm bells ringing.
No, it's not
good.
It is not good by one letter. Was that not a pleasant and witty observation? God being not good?
Yeah, Jeff, don't worry. We heard it.
You showed me the means to destroy the Tok'ra. Now accept your reward.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, Teal'c's resigning again.
Teal'c looks stoned.
He's still buzzing from the night before.
Teal'c has a happy.
Yes, my girlfriend actually lived. Wahey.
Yeah, but not for another 8 minutes.
Less.
He means leave of absence, sir.
No, I have said what I mean, O'Neill. I intend to live the remainder of my life on Chulak.
Well, at the very most, 8 minutes, allowing for wrap-up.
He's going to take this girl back to Chulak. Aren't they going to be like, where's your wife?
He's going to take the girl back to Chulak, and no, he's going to take her to Talon, and, you know, he's going to start a bloody harem. I've been playing Assassin's Creed. I'm very much in a Persian mode.
Jack's a bit upset. His buddy's going.
How to communicate with their symbiotes. The Tok'ra have a hard enough time finding hosts.
Look, the point is, you belong here.
I belong where I am needed most, O'Neill. And that is on Chulak at Shannok's side.
Activation. Everybody rush to the control room.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody in the base
is rushing? Yeah, you're Donis Davis. I mean, hands behind Ellie's position, a casual stroll.
Wonder how many people have rushed down them steps and fallen.
Gerald Ford all over again.
Oh, she's in mourning. There's little skin showing. Yeah. Respectful dress.
Notice Teal'c's face. He knows.
Actually, what she's done is she's stolen the robe that Yawn had. Yeah, she's nicked the bloody robe off. She thought, that's quite fashionable, I'll have that.
Yeah, she don't need it anymore.
And she pinched it. Pinched is a fairly English phrase, it's not really an original.
Teal'c, it is with great sorrow that I return.
Shannok.
We found the body just outside her chamber. The symbiote she carried is also dead. If we had found a more mature larva...
She appeared well.
Shannok's death is simply the unfortunate result of waiting too long.
Here we begin Teal'c's revenge thing.
Yes.
Jafar revenge thing.
I'll say at this point, the explanation seems valid. Mm. You know, the larval gourd they gave her just wasn't strong enough to save her.
He actually looks upset.
I think he could. Oh, you mean Anise?
Anise was hoping for more symbiotes and, well, yeah, you know, more sugar.
Yeah, Shannok was the one who would have the best opportunity to go around Chulak, spreading the word.
Thank you for slotting Robbie Williams onto my earthly shoebox.
Hey?
Robbie Williams, she's the one, the ice skating video one.
Okay, I'm not a fan of Robbie Williams.
Tell Ma.
Our love does not end in death.
Neither am I, but I don't get to pick the songs my head decides to play for me.
You have one playlist.
Sorry?
I said you have one playlist.
I have a playlist which runs from naught to infinity, but it picks songs according to things people say and what humor it seems to be in.
Ew.
I want Teal'c to have the body for whatever spiritual ritual he may wish to perform.
Necrophilia? Oh.
Yeah. Okay, touchy.
I was just about
but,
to say that, but I wanted to see if somebody else would. Finally. Yeah, we should have Daniel on every week. We have someone at least as twisted as me, with offspring.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Peter Louise is there saying, don't blink, don't move your lips, don't do anything.
Don't turn red.
Yeah. Well, they got all that white powder on her face. You wouldn't see if she were blushing anyway.
No. And it's too expensive for them to take a latex or a mask on her face.
More communion.
You have to wonder... Well, you have to wonder if he's trying to stop his heart on purpose or if he's actually trying to commune.
We said this is Rona, Teal'c's dad.
Well, we said it's Teal'c's dad. I said it's Teal'c's dad. Approximately 32 minutes ago. Ah, the blue.
Now, why would his symbiote show him that?
Well, that's it, isn't it? If that's genetic memory, And Tilk.
Well, no, but I mean.
Oh, you mean.
You know, if they're trying to infiltrate the Tok'ra, why would they do that?
Well, the girl, they're arrogant. Symbiote is immature.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. Tilk's symbiote doesn't know about this plan. He's just thinking, you know, how to inflict as much pain on his host as possible. And showing him the blood.
As you said, as much pain in this host as possible. Clearly, Daniel's son is
a scream.
Yes. Nice timing. Is he actually in the room with you there, Dan?
Well, I've got my 2-year-old. He's right here, but my 1-year-old, my wife's got.
You have multiple offspring.
Come a Tok'ra. I believe the Goa'uld used this opportunity to become a spy among you.
What evidence have you for this?
The murder of Shannok. The System Lord Cronus murdered my father by crushing his symbiote in such a way.
But see, why would he give him evidence? That's what I want to see.
The arrogance of the Goa'uld. It didn't understand what was going on. All it knew was, he's communing with me. I'm going to put the knife in a bit more.
I'm going to cause him pain.
Yeah.
The Ravel Goa'uld, not a really heightened sense of self-preservation there.
No.
To demonstrate Goa'uld hatred and superiority.
Still, if that is your proof.
We found Goa'uld blood in Shannok's bloodstream and trace amounts on her hands. Confirming my vision.
And so you have come to exact revenge.
I have.
I'm sorry. We cannot allow you. Stop him!
Oh, hey, Peter DeLuise. You always look out for him.
And this just said they knew.
Yes, they did.
This is a very pissed off deal. Now, if they were blended, wouldn't they have the enhanced strength that the symbiote brings?
Isn't that Peter behind him again?
He's hanging on to the knife.
Green team.
Come on, Tok'ra!
Joke. Put the gold out of the host.
No. You'll be infinitely more valuable to us if we do not.
One huge double cross. They suspected it all along, but they had to confirm it by bringing her here. The symbiote.
And having him kill her.
Well, that probably wasn't on the cards, but I'm pretty sure...
No, come on, they're not that naive.
Well, they could have... They didn't have to get a symbiote for her.
No, I suppose not.
In fact, if Shannok survived and went away, the symbiote would probably be just as confident it got away with it as killing her himself.
Yeah, but he wanted to kill her himself.
Well, he didn't want her to.
We are, again, emphasising the extraordinary non-subtle message, that all ghoul, the bastards. Do we really need to point this out to our audience after 4 years?
Well, even this early on, we realise that the Tok'ra, while they may be honourable in their own right and not out to get the Earth, will always put themselves first and sacrifice anybody.
What about the host?
He knew well the risks. When we have learned all that we can, we will try to remove the Goa'uld. We are fighting a war for our very existence. I make no apologies for the means. Release him.
Well, the Earth knew. The Tok'ra have been doing this for thousands of years.
But they're just a certain degree.
There is a certain degree of paranoia there. Well, you've got immensely powerful people hunting you down and trying to kill you.
Teal'c's resignation right there.
Look at that. Evil.
He's even shot evilly, and Teal'c is in dark. You know, this is dark. This is dark Teal'c. It's like Dark Willow.
Oh, yeah, they're making no bones about it now. This whole scene is set up as the confrontation between two people who can't actually vocalise what they're thinking.
So instead, Teal'c's jowls wobble.
Hello, Teal'c. You must feel the pain of Shannok's death as deeply as I do. It is a terrible loss to both of us. It has been difficult.
Tanith is just ultra calm and polite.
Why have you come to see me?
To look upon you. And no Shannok's sacrifice will not be in vain.
You have my promise.
Something evil this way couples, I can tell way my jowls wobble.
I hope one day we will meet again, Teal'c. And together remember she who meant so much to both of us.
We will meet again.
Anybody who stands in the middle of a room, just completely still in the dark, you know that there's something wrong with them.
Do right.
You have my promise.
I'm manipulating. Thumbs rhyme with comms, but I can't think of anything which rhymes with either wobble or tails.
Good. fact, if the camera pulled back now, you'll see Talent's actually stroking a little white Persian cat.
Putting his pinky to his lip.
Yeah.
Right here, I love that. He's like, I know that Shaunak's death is not in vain.
I know that Shaunak's death is your fault, and I will find you. My name is Teok. Yeah.
Tanith must have realised that Teok suspects something. And if he does, he's revelling in it.
Actually, Sean asked me last night what the name of the cat was, and I said, Cat.
Cat.
Yes, I address it as Cat.
Wasn't it Mr. Wiggles on Austin Powers?
No, when I get my cats, and you can eat this on the podcast, when I get my two cats, I'm going to call them Schrodinger and Heisenberg.
Wow.
To kind of phrase, hello, my name is Teok. You killed my girlfriend. Prepare to die.
Oh, wow. Kind of six-fingered man.
And anyone who didn't recognize that slightly mangled quote, revoke 15 geek points and return your membership to the Science Fiction Society.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what is it? Neil Montoya? Yeah.
That were pretty much it.
Dan Shea. Yay. I like Dan Shea.
Oh, yeah. Jack of all trades, the bloke is.
Indeed. So, did we enjoy that episode?
I did.
I did. I didn't mind it at all.
Still, I don't like the... I enjoyed it better on the podcast, let's put it that way.
Episode's better with friends. You have a wife that's into Stargate. You don't really need us.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That is awesome, spelled A-W-E-S-O-M, not O-S-S-I-M. Anyone who spells it that way deserves to be taken out and have a finger chopped off. Well, okay, let me to rephrase. Anyone over the age of 15 who spells it that way?
Make it 13.
No.
Mike, cut this out.
Yeah, it ain't funny, is it?
Indeed not. My total card has a replicator in the background. Well, Lego Mindstorms kit replicator.
Yeah, mine too.
Of course, it's the same DVD.
There was supposed to be an extra scene on that episode. They actually filmed a funeral scene when Teal took Shaunak back.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't added to the episode, and I've never seen it on any extras.
No, what I've got is audio commentary for each episode and secret files of the SGC Enhanced Visual Effects featurette.
Yeah, it'd be in the MGM vault somewhere.
Hmm. I'm sure if you Googled it, you'd find it.
They'd probably use the same funeral scene as they did for Shaunak and Forever in a Day.
Okay, if we have any email, we'll drop it in here.
Where?
Here.
Oh. Post-production, Daniel. Post-production.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
Humblest apologies to Thomas, because we switched emails from your perspective at the beginning of December, and I'd stopped checking it at the beginning of this month. But on the 3rd of January, Thomas, I won't read out his actual email for to avoid spam, etc. Hey guys, this is Thomas from Facebook! Though I thought I would leave a little feedback for you guys. I really enjoyed the Season 3 wrap-up episode. I'm finally caught up from listening to all of your podcast episodes, including all bonus episodes, etc. Loving it all, so obviously you found the website then. Excellent. Loving it all, by far, my favourite SG podcast. The guest on the show is a great idea for bonus episodes. Can't wait for Season 4 to start up soon. And then...
Yeah, thanks Thomas for emailing us. Sorry, but it took us so long to actually get round to putting it in. But eventually, everything that's sent to us gets read or played.
For some reason, Gmail, being Gmail, decided to show me Thomas's reply to your initial response and your response to him, but not the actual initial response itself. It said, yes, there's three messages here, but I'm only going to show you the last two.
Oh, lovely.
Because I'm a perverse little piece of shit.
Come try ya!
Yes, I'm sure at this point...
I can see Alan pointing at his inbox, like, here, put it here, here.
I'm just going to boilerplate. Thank you, Daniel, for joining us.
Yeah, it was fun, it was great. I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Well, you'll have to pick an episode you actually enjoy.
I don't have that. Let me look at the transcripts. Next week's episode is entitled, he said, scrolling madly, Divide and Conquer. When an SGC soldier under the influence of a Gould mind control device attempts to assassinate a High Council member, SG-1 must uncover other potential assassins, even amongst themselves, before the President arrives for a crucial summit meeting.
Yes, I think it's the last of the Anise Freer arc.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt she's in that dress next week.
She's in something terrible.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Look out!
Sabotage threatens to destroy a fragile alliance.
Major Graham was a Zaytark.
A what?
The victim of Go Old mind control technology.
Innocent victims are programmed to kill.
But we could have more of these pre-programmed time bombs out there waiting to go off.
And brainwashing cannot detect them.
Aster!
Now, the next assassin could be one of their own.
Are you worried that it's at least possible?
A little.
Someone very close.
Colonel!
Whose next target
Welcome to Earth.
Reaches all the way to the White House.
May I introduce the President of the United States of America?
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
Hi, folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc., etc., etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Thanks very much for listening, and hope to hear from you next week.
You can contact me at... No.
Yes, next week's episode, I've already given you the name of.
The one after that is my favorite.
Oh, it's everybody's favorite.
Yep.
Oh, well, that one. Yes.
That one.
Vote would I believe most popular SG-1 episode ever, or quite possibly across the entire Stargate franchise. I'd just like to point out to Daniel that there are 5 Atlantis seasons, not 6.
Nope. Sorry.
But... primarily, I'm confident of that because the box set is sitting about 3 feet away.
There should have been 6.
I hated the second to last episode. I'm sorry.
I loved the second to last episode.
You're kidding. Oh.
I love that episode. I thought it was, from a stylistic point of view, phenomenal.
What were the last episode?
Vegas.
Sorry?
Vegas.
Vegas?
The alternate reality one.
Oh, that was fun. Especially with Ronan.
It was just so much like CSI, it wasn't fun.
Exactly, it was.
That was the whole point.
That was the whole point. You know, and they had, some of the Sopranos actors in it and all sorts.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Somebody told me the last Sopranos episode ends rather abruptly. I've never actually bothered.
It does rather a bit. It was like the scene
Yeah, don't worry, we're not going to tell you anything. But you've seen the end of Battlestar, haven't you? And how that divided opinion.
I hated it.
Oh, the Sopranos ending did pretty much the same. There was more than 2 camps, or about 50 camps.
And the last episode of Lost was the same way.
Last episode of Lost turned me from an agnostic to a full-blown atheist.
I suppose you could argue that a finale to a long-running arc-based series like that should leave a load of questions unanswered.
Well, I mean,
unanswered. Are we still on Lost here? Questions unanswered? It was the most flagrant deus ex machina I've ever had the misfortune to see since the end of Peter F. Hamilton's 4-book arc. I don't recall the titles of... I think The Neutronian Alchemist was one of them.
Talking about digging yourself into a hole.
Coming up with a great example to bolster your argument. You can't remember what you're thinking of.
It's that one. Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, there. You know it. It's got what's his name in it?
It's Peter F. Hamilton. As Ian Banks said to me, most people hit a wall 80 to 100,000 words. Peter F. Hamilton hits one of 400,000. And you could use Peter F. Hamilton books to basically build your house. They're about the size of a red brick. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike.
And I've been Daniel.
I thought you forgot your name there.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.